Hello, I'm Kim Bolsover. Shopping for clothes, is it a pleasure or a total nightmare? I can't imagine how nightmarish shopping for clothes must be if you don't know how to dress yourself to look and feel fabulous. I know exactly what I'm looking for to make me look gorgeous. The right colours, the right shapes, the styles, the fabrics that I like to wear, and I refuse to compromise. Unless someone can offer me irrefutable evidence to the contrary, we're only here once. So I'm going to do my level best to look my best all the time. And part of my mindset means that a long, long time ago, I gave up worrying about what size to buy. After all, who else is going to see the flipping label? Self-delusion makes the nightmare of shopping for clothes even worse. I bet you know, we all know, someone who's absolutely determined not to buy the next size up. For instance, they've totally convinced themselves they're a size 12, so they ruddy well won't buy a size 14, even if the gates of hell were to freeze over. This isn't you, of course. Is it? Or maybe it reminds you of one or more of your clients, maybe your friends, maybe a family member. I've had a number of clients like this myself over the years, and my response is always to challenge them on this with some rather pointed questions. How exactly did you arrive at this momentous conclusion about what size you are? How many months ago, how many years ago did you last measure yourself properly? And whose totally idiot-proof guidelines did you use? And of course, you can quite safely say without fear of contraception that even if you haven't put on or lost any weight since the time you measured yourself, you're this exact same size in every single shop in the universe. Well, if they're stupid enough to answer yes to the last question, then I advise them to cover their ears and get ready for my extremely loud riposte, utter poppycock. You may be interested to know that there's actually a term for this particular form of mental instability. It's called vanity sizing. I don't know whether you know, but retailers, how shall I put this? Tinker with the sizing on their labels. Yes, they do. And they do it so that people keep on buying their clothes without realising that they're getting fatter or larger. And this particularly appeals to women who are so thrilled to bits to think that they are, a size smaller than they really are? Making your purchasing decisions based on a nonsensical sizing format like this is nothing but pure vanity. There's just no reality involved. Think about it. Men's clothes are all measured. And they're all labelled in inches or centimetres, depending on which part of the world you're in. So they can buy a shirt in a sealed packet with absolute confidence that it will fit them, no matter which shop they bought it in. If we had the same system for women's clothes, wouldn't that make life a lot simpler? They've tried, but it's not easy. So in the meantime, and until someone somewhere can persuade every single manufacturer and retailer of women's clothes to adopt the same size labelling policy, and I wish them a hearty bon chance with that one, we are stuck with a nightmare scenario when shopping. Tell me, where can you find an off-the-peg pair of trousers that are exactly the right length, that don't gape at the waist, in exactly the right colour and fabric, and for the right amount of money? And how many shops would you have to raid before you found exactly the right dress, in exactly the right colour and fabric, that drapes, oh, so beautifully, that shows off your figure to perfection, that makes you feel like $1 million, and that won't cost you an arm and a leg? Are either of these scenarios really possible? Or are we just living in cloud cuckoo land, hoping and praying that maybe one day our knight in shining armour will appear, with a portfolio of design ideas under one arm and a Singer sewing machine under the other? Listen, you don't need fairy tales like that. You have the power to sort this out. You can solve your clients' nightmare shopping problems. As a trained colour and style consultant, you have the power to solve the nightmare shopping problems that your clients face. Every single client I've ever worked with wants to know which colours to buy, so always show them their colours first. Then follow that with one or more style sessions and show them how shopping for clothes becomes simple. It's easy when they know which colours to buy and which ones to avoid, which shapes and styles to look for to suit their body, and how to create the total look they want to project to the world. If you're looking for training, my Colour Analysis in a Box provides all the colour stuff you need. My Ladies Personal Style Training Program contains everything you need for shapes and styles and personalities and how to put a total look together. You won't be learning on your own. I'm here to help you with personal email support, plus you get exclusive lifetime membership of our In the Pink global community. This is just for improvability trained consultants and stylists. You can ask me your questions 24/7 or until you're blue in the face. It's lifetime membership, no less. Now, if you want to offer them the whole cannoli, consider my wardrobe and personal shopping training program as well. That course shows you how to design wardrobe weedouts, or whatever you want to call them, and also how to design personal VIP shopping trips for your clients. And it also tells you how to promote them. Then you'll have two more services to help your clients have an easier shopping experience, and it will help you make a lot more money. This is Kim Bolsover. Thank you for listening.